Chapter 4, Part 2. Monthly Bills Statements. For each type of credit you acquire, i.e. student loan, credit card, mortgage, etc., you should also get a monthly statement or bill. This may come the old-fashioned way, through regular mail or on the web. The advantage of this method, over checking your credit report, is that you can see more specifically where you're spending your money in some cases, like with your credit cards. Your credit report won't itemize the $10 here, $20 there that you spent. Your credit card statements will. Loan paperwork. If you've taken out a loan of any kind, you should have been given paperwork to go with that loan. This is usually some sort of contract. The lending institution spells out the terms of the loan in the body of the paperwork somewhere. With this type of debt, you usually know up front how much each payment will be. The contract also tells you how many payments you need to make until you completely pay off your debt with that creditor. Personal loans agreements. Nearly everyone has borrowed money from family and friends at some point in their lives. These loans may be among the easiest to get and also the most dangerous if you're not careful. When you are working out your debt management plan, you need to include these debts in your plan. Nothing turns a relationship sour faster than an unpaid debt to a friend or family member. Why are you in debt? Although debt may seem to sneak up on you, it's rarely a surprise once you learn how to spot the patterns of debt in your life. Most people end up in debt due to bad spending habits. Some debt, like your mortgage, is harder to avoid. However, there are some financial advisors who believe that almost all debt should be avoided. In this line of thinking, you don't purchase anything that you didn't save up for. This includes cars, clothing, etc. This approach to debt management helps consumers to avoid debt by helping them to bypass it. That is to say, they don't purchase anything that they can't pay cash for. But to embrace this debt reduction strategy requires a recalibration of your thinking patterns. You need to know why you incurred the debt. It's also necessary to start budgeting for items before you plan on purchasing them. Here are some of the most common factors that lead people to acquiring debt.